There's no feedback that I'm giving you on the first question. You might want to compare your answers to the previous section on this one. On number two, I'm going through some of the skills here and trying to identify my view of where text is clearly important. First one, communication skills. Well, text is clearly important for developing the ability to write and communicate in writing. For independent learning, I don't think that's dependent particularly on text. It's not linked to any one medium. It's more dependent on overall teaching methods. Ethics and responsibility, again, not more than any other medium. You can obviously have discussion about ethics through text, but you can do that through face-to-face discussion as well. Teamwork, again, not more than any other medium. But thinking skills, definitely, especially developing critical thinking skills, developing the ability to analyze and evaluate and look at evidence. I think text is very valuable for developing high levels of thinking skills. Digital skills, I think there are some skills that text might be very good for. For instance, coding. But I think a lot of digital skills don't require text, although certainly the ability to read. But I think the 21st century skill they're most suitable for is actually knowledge management. Seeking information, analyzing information, applying information, doing textual searches through Google and things like that, I think text is absolutely critical. On question three, I think that's dealt with in the section itself. I've looked at some of the arguments for and against books. I'm not going to repeat those arguments. Question four, under what conditions would it be more appropriate for students to be assessed through written essays? Again, some of those skills that I mentioned, if you're wanting to test their writing ability, the ability to build an argument, the ability to do analysis, sift evidence, critical thinking, I think written assessments are still very useful, although they may need not necessarily be done with pen and paper. They can be done online. So, yes, I think text still has a critical, text is a critical medium for higher education, for most forms of education. And I think we will need to go on using it, but not necessarily in a book or printed context.